I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
From my love notary in the Castle East, to the master bedroom where the vampires are.
Well, welcome all you hallowed saints, you ghouls and goblins. I am Jay Garvin, the host of the Jay Garvin Show, and here we are, the Saturday before Halloween. Oh, there's that little ghostly sound by my producer, Matt, and I welcome you. We are not going to be talking about haunted houses. We're not going to be talking about, well, we might be talking a little bit about hallowed saints, because I'm going to be talking about some of the very few things that I really get in life, and that is spirituality and income. But I digress. Thank you for tuning in to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Very unique show, very unique timing, because I'm physically in the studio here on Saturday morning doing the show. That's more rare than you think, because I do pre-recording, but to be in the studio myself with you on a Saturday as you're listening, this show is not about one more reason to talk about mortgage or real estate, because those are some of the subjects that I cover. And don't get me wrong, I would like you to call me at 719-330-1457. As an analogy states, how I keep the lights on, how I put food in my family's cupboard that is more difficult than ever right now, is by helping you do a purchase or refinance transaction. And I've done some incredible shows, topics, conversations this month about how amazing it is to purchase a house right now, and I want to help you with that. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. We have had an exclusive partnership with Ramsey Solutions, Dave Ramsey, and all his personalities like Chris Hogan, Rachel Cruz, and so forth. Churchill is partnered with Dave Ramsey. Now, Jay Garvin's and the Jay Garvin Show, this is totally separate and independent. The only thing I talk about Ramsey Solutions on the radio, one, is I endlessly respect and impressed with Dave Ramsey personally and his entire team, and I think he has the most magical formula of the seven baby steps, which are just methods to get your finances under control, out of trouble, and into balance, and then actually build steps, of course, to the ultimate step of building wealth and giving away graciously. But just to review for those who may be curious, that's get $1,000 of emergency reserves immediately for that next emergency, like three blown tires on a curb. Then do the debt snowball and get rid of all of your unsecured debt. If you have unsecured debt right now in this inflationary time, you are stressed at minimum and you're in serious financial trouble, and I can help you, even if it doesn't involve a mortgage, help you get a plan to eliminate your debt in the simplest fashion. Is pick the smallest one, just gain momentum like a snowball coming down the hill until all of it is gone. Then step number three, this is the most important step in my experience in mortgage and helping people financially. This is where they all fall off the wagon, because people don't do this step. That's to get 3 to 6 months of actual monthly budget reserves. If it takes you $5,000 to pay all your bills, that is $15,000 to $30,000 in a checking, savings, or money market account. It's not in some retirement account. It's not in some fancy cryptocurrency investment. It's money that you can get immediately, and I'll give you a story of why my wife and I needed it immediately for the first time in over 3 years. Then, step number four, this is one that you have to invest in yourself before your toys, and you put money aside every single month from your earned income towards your retirement. 15% is great, 20% is better, 10% is a minimum kind of thing, but you have to save for the future. And then, of course, step number five is to pay for school for cash, or make dang sure if you hadn't already got rid of your student loans that you double check here. You pay for school for cash, you get rid of student loans. Then step number six is where I get involved with a mortgage lending company. Pay your house off early. Notice I didn't say buy a house in any step. That's about step three and a half. That's part of building your retirement, is purchasing a home, 20% down on a 15-year mortgage. And then step number seven, build wealth and give away graciously. But again, I digress. I'm not speaking to the masses. I'm actually just speaking to you. Maybe the one person that said, I've never heard of the baby steps. And I'm stressed out, and I need help, Jay. You can call me at 719-330-1457. But I'm a sportsman, and with no further ado, I am going to hear that drum roll and tell you today's conversation, which is just with you, is titled Streams Worth Fishing.
What are you talking about, mister?
And you said, what? Jay, I ain't no fisherwoman. I ain't no fisherman. Well, just like one of the only ships that is destined to sink every time, that a father of a friend told me years ago, well, the ship that will sink every single time, he laughed, is the partnership. Because when you get in partnership with somebody other than your spouse, many, many times it goes left and right. So, with the analogy here, streams worth fishing, I'm talking about the different types and the different streams of income. And this is so important because I am not that sharp. I'm not grammatically correct. I probably made a grammatical error or two already in the first 5 minutes of the show. I have a difficult time remembering people's names. I'm too loud. I don't listen well enough. I'm overweight. But there are a couple things that I do get. And I thank God I get the things that I get because I've been unbelievably blessed. Like I told many of you in the past, my wife's car was recently stolen right from a neighborhood driveway in a nice neighborhood in Colorado Springs, part of Colorado, which is the highest automobile theft champion of the world right now, you know? And thank you to our government up in Denver, defund the police, catch and release, make auto theft just a misdemeanor rather than a felony, all of that stuff, but I am getting off topic. We had to get a new car, and insurance didn't cover it, and we had to take $14,000 out of where? A credit card? No. Our emergency savings. So, with no guests, no distraction, other than the occasional intro and outro for Halloween, I am going to talk to you about all of the seven streams of income. Earned income, business income, interest income, dividend income, rental income, capital gains, and royalty income.
Cool!
Now, there's going to be a bonus because you never get this right, but I'm just talking to you. I get spirituality. There's God. There's Jesus. There's a Holy Spirit. And I understand that relationship. I understand the strength. I also understand the seven streams of income, and it has helped my wife and I, so I want to help you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
You won't believe your eyes when you see Laser Grill to Hell. Laser Grill to Hell.
Well, thank you so much for sticking with me. If you're driving around on this Saturday, I'm actually in the studios of KRDO, and I'm excited to be here. I've got my energy drink. Matt, my producer, has his energy drink. The occasional Saturday that I love, I come in, and this is what it is. And I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage loan. Right now is an incredible time to buy a house. I don't care if rates are in the mid to high sevens for investment properties and sixes for owner-occupied. The bottom line is this, I'm talking just to you, that this time last year, in October of 2021, you not only couldn't find a three-bedroom, two-bath house for under $400,000, it was at least $400,000, and I did it myself a year ago. Last May, I had to offer $25,000 over asking price for my wife and I to buy a house. When we sold a house in Patty Jewett, a three-bedroom, one-bath house, the individual offered us $25,000 over asking price. And that is not something you have to do today. You can buy that house not for $400,000 or $425,000. You can buy that three-bedroom, two-bath house for $350,000. Now, you might have to pay $500 extra a month in mortgage payments, but if you save $50,000 from what someone had to pay for that house a year ago and divide $500 a month from $50,000 that you save, you have more than 100 months, $500,000 divided by $500, you have over 100 months while you are ahead financially in that scenario. And if you believe that interest rates will go down in the next 8 years, you have caught a small sliver of opportunity by getting into the home market when people are fearful, rates are high, sellers are freaking out, and houses are available everywhere. Because I guarantee you folks, by this time in 2024, in 2 years from now, rates are going to be down. There's going to be another backlog of buyers. And prices are going to be full price again. You're not going to get any discount. So those individuals that are bold and have the ability to walk in boldness while others are fearful are going to gain tremendously. But in order to do that, it's very difficult for any of us, all of us, some of us, to even have the income and the revenue set aside to buy a house and put $100,000 down, to buy a house and put $50,000 down. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I call it streams worth fishing. You know, you talk about this is a good fly fishing spot. Oh, this is a great meandering stream in Wisconsin, the Brule Stream up in upper Wisconsin where you can find a beautiful bass or a perch. We're not talking the lakes, but we're talking the streams that go into them. Well, that's exactly how I visualize the streams of income. They are streams worth fishing. Because if you understand the streams of income, well, Jay, that is so materialistic. You know what? I study income so I don't have to be materialistic. Because for the most part, I don't worry or stress out about income. My wife and I have never had a stressful argument about income ever. My parents never had an argument about income ever. My dad would be upset when my mom was spending too much money. And now again, my wife will get upset when I spend too much money. But this conversation is not like me. I'm just telling you that I've told people for years, just you and I, that if I was in the back of a pickup truck on a bumpy road and I popped out of the back and flew into the ravine, by the time I rolled to the stop after being bounced out of that rear bed of the pickup truck, I would have money and a friend. It comes that fast and easy to me. Now, without my team at Churchill Mortgage, Garvin's group at Churchill Mortgage, I'd lose all my friends because I'm so intense. They kind of filter me out. And without my wife, I wouldn't have any of the money from the businesses I run because I can make it very well, but I have to discipline myself. So if you have a difficult time disciplining yourself with the money you have, I can help you. Now, if you spend money that you don't have on credit cards and you're entitled or whatever thing, you know, some of you are like, Jay, that angers me. I'm not entitled. I just need new tires and I'm a single working parent and I don't have the cash. I feel for you because these are tough times. But my goal is to just help you understand the seven streams of income. Now, these are streams or types of income, okay? They're earned income. Dave Ramsey says, the largest wealth-building tool you'll ever have in your life is earned income. And I'll come back to that. That's your job. Now, there are some variations. People have different opinions. Some people say there's eight streams of income, who I am actually one of those. the main, if you look at 90% of the information and research and articles and references out there, it is referred to predominantly as the seven streams of income. And these are all the ones that are universal on everybody's list. Earned income, your job. You go to work, you do a task, and they give you a paycheck. It doesn't matter if you are a neurological surgeon or whether you are a custodian in a factory. Both of those jobs are equally as important. God is proud of you for working for the kingdom in both categories, but you have to go to work. I have to do a mortgage before I get paid. I'm only as good as my last transaction. Same with a real estate agent, same with a car salesman, same with a dentist. A dentist has to go fill another cavity to make money. You get my point. The second universal type on everybody's list is interest income. This is like one of the oldest forms of income, not professions. We all know what one of the oldest professions in the world is, and I'm not going to talk about that today. But interest income, Dave Ramsey has proven this very effectively. There's a lot of talk in the Bible about income and debt and who you serve and stuff like this. But interest income is if you have a promissory note or a mortgage at 5%, 3%, or 7%, people get earned interest because of that money that you were given. The third one is dividend income. So dividend income is from a stock or a company that you're not talking about capital gains or capital losses when the stock price goes up or down. You actually are making a dividend from the profit of Johnson Controls or Procter & Gamble or Coke or Walmart or Apple. That is a dividend. And then one of the reasons that dividend is so great, I'll get to this later, is because it is residual. It works after you've stopped putting in effort. And there's several that do that. See, you buy a stock. That takes a lot of work. You use your earned income. And then to a small degree, maybe 1% to 2%, if you're lucky, that dividend income will work in a residual, non-active fashion. Now, the next one is capital gains. This is the pile of money that everybody gets when they have a 401k. You don't make dividends very often on 401ks and IRAs. You can if you get blue chip stocks, but a majority of them are mutual funds and all of this. I digress. If you buy a stock at $30,000 and it doubles at $60,000 and you sell it, that's a capital gain. And then number six, which is on everybody's list, is royalty income. This is the Taylor Swift income. This is the Elvis Presley income, where Lisa is still earning income decades after the producer of that income has passed away. You got George Foreman, residual income, not from boxing, from selling the George Foreman. Who had a George Foreman grill? I did. Took me years to throw it out, but man, that cooked chicken well. But anyhow, the next one is rental income. Rental income. If you own a house, you can technically get capital gains or capital losses if that house appreciates more, or in a recession, it goes way down and you have to sell it. But the bottom line is that it doesn't matter what the house is worth. You not only have residual income from that rent every month, but you have, this is why I'm so passionate about it, is your renter pays your investment. They're the ones that pay down your mortgage. So you have earned income, interest income, dividend income, capital gain income, royalty income, rental income, and then the seventh one is business income. Biggest form of earning income in the world. Walmart and Sam Walton and Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, these are all business or profit. Some lists call it profit income. So there I put them out there. The next segment, if you can stick around, the meat of it, I will tell you specifically what's the likelihood of my pursuing this income source, this income stream. Remember, this is a stream worth fishing. If you can find one or two or three, or if you're so blessed, four different types of income, then you eventually will have retirement and residual. Don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 and I'll help you find it. Stay tuned. More after the break.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? the monkey.
All right, Igor, you take the mummy's head and twist right. I'll take the mummy's feet and twist left. And we'll produce some mummy juice.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the meat?
Squeeze the mummy. Let's twist again. Mummy time is here. Now down and round, up and down we go again.
Well, thanks for sticking around, radio listeners. I am Jay. I'm your ghoulish friend. No, actually, I'm your hallowed saint. I prefer to do hallowed saint. I think Halloween is great, but sometimes it's really weird how people get into this holiday in a dark way. But I don't judge. I get really into Christmas. My daughter and I love to have the sparkly lights all over our house and all over the trees. So I think that we need to get right back to my subject of the day, the conversation I'm having just with you. This is not for the masses. If I can find one of you, that gets this conversation today a stream worth fishing, then I've done my job. And these are the streams of income. So few Americans, so few humans understand these. And if you want to get a break from toiling your entire life at a job, which is earned income, you have to not only understand one or two or three of these streams of income, and hopefully you can apply them. Now, earned income was your job. This on this radio mic right now, this is earned income. I have partners that I endorse who are amazing, Empire Title and Bill McAfee, Justin Hermes and Remax Properties, Jason Holmes and Rocky Mountain Climate, Kelsey Salmon and Springs Body Sculpting, the amazing individuals over at Arrow Moving. Just Dave Atos is just an amazing human being, and his family and his staff, Jared, his workers, all of those. But then also I now have the amazing relationship with Endeavor Exteriors and Dave Fleming and hopefully eventually the owner, Chris. But I earn income when I come in and endorse them. Now, there's a little bit of a residual aspect to that, but I also have an earned income job with mortgage. And I also have an earned income job to a small degree with Generational Properties. When I do landscaping at my properties, my wife and my company, Generational Properties, pays Jay Garvin's $1,000 to do landscaping the way that I would a contractor. But it goes well beyond that. Rental income is one of the seven streams of income. Specifically addressed, you have business income, which is if you own a business, if you can come up with an idea for a plumbing business, a online internet candle business, a cooking recipe business that you do a YouTube channel. If you have a furniture, small dog dish and chair or table handcrafting in your garage business. If you have a macrame crocheting shawl or rug business, you get my point. Now, business income immediately just buys you a job. I started a mortgage company, Garvin's Mortgage Group. It bought me a job. That's what self-employed people are. They arrange for themselves to have their own job, but it's still a job. Where business income becomes lucrative in a minor or an extreme fashion is when you sell that company. If you do an IPO or an initial public offering with that company, like Michael Dell did with a computer company started out of his garage based on a line of equity from his mother or grandmother, he now got business income. He got millions upon millions of dollars for selling the idea of a successful business that a lot of people had earned income jobs. Same thing with Sam Walton, worked decades. Same thing with Jeff Bezos. Same thing with Elon Musk and Tesla. These are the most wealthy men and women in the world have come up with a business concept, grew it. Apple and Steve Jobs gave a great product to the world. Smartphones or dumb phones were totally at a loss until Steve Jobs. I tried to have several of them. You know, the Blackberries, all of that. None of them worked effectively until Steve Jobs perfected the iPhone. I remember when it was launched. And now everybody, of course, has copied that. You know, the Android and the Samsung and all of these, just like these countries have done with our automobiles and other American innovation, they've copied it, but it's all based on the iPhone. But starting your own business is challenging and difficult. Trust me, I did it. I started Garvin's Mortgage Group with an idea. My wife and I built it up, called it the Bank of Jay and Marlowe, and I partnered and sold it to Churchill. And we got money. Primarily, we got our mandatory reserve funds. We had to have hundreds of thousands of dollars in reserve because we were lenders, correspondent lenders. And when we sold it, when we partnered, we freed that money up. And that was business income that was made from the profit of selling that company. Now, interest income, also, you can take $20,000 of your dollars if you have it, and you can do a promissory note with someone. If it's a second mortgage, if you're smart, you get a second deed of trust that says, I want a guarantee based on this property that you are going to pay this money back. And you can earn interest income. Churchill Mortgage, we actually are owners of the company, an employee stock ownership plan. And one of our sources of income within that company is earned income because we hold and service your mortgage. Every bank that gives you a loan makes interest income. It's just harder for us as Americans to do it. My wife and I are doing it right now with Tricord, an amazing nonprofit company, a spiritual kingdom-based company where we help fund microloans in Uganda, but Tricord is giving us 7% earned interest income over a 7-year period. You can do that. And if you have $50,000 right now, it might be better for you to use that in interest income, in a bond interest or whatever, rather than the stock market, because you can see the stock market, just like I said, is down and flat. But interest income is one of the oldest sources of income in the world. But then you have dividend income and stocks and shares that you invest. They yield a dividend. So if you're going to do something in investing your money, there are many people that would say, be safe and do a mutual fund. And I don't disagree. But also, I have investment portfolios where I have specific stocks like Johnson Control, which is a dividend-earning stock. I have individual stocks like Ford that is a dividend-earning stock. Those companies are doing terrible right now. But guess what companies are doing well? ConocoPhillips. I own ConocoPhillips stock, not a mutual fund that has it. I own the stock, and that's earning a dividend, and its prices are up. They're not off 50% like all of my other stocks like Johnson Controls or Ford, and also Century Healthcare. See, I have healthcare stocks, and those are on fire right now because of all the money in from the pandemic. My point is that dividend stock is very, very good. You just have to buy a lot of stock before it produces enough residual for you to live on. Same with capital gains. If you get lucky, you can buy a stock, acquire that asset, build that value of the stock up, build the value of the business up like we did with Garvin's Mortgage Group, and sell your landscaping business and make a capital gain. Bought it for 30, sold it for 60, you're taxed, but you also have earned a capital gain. And then there's royalty income. I wish I had a voice like Elvis Presley. You know what I'm talking about, girl. Put a little Elvis in there.
Thank you very much.
There, see, Matt knows what he's doing. I just don't have that voice. I've got a face for radio. I would love royalties. I think I can do royalties by writing a book. I do want to write a book. I keep saying I want to write a book. I used to judge my father because he kept saying he was going to buy a car, buy a house, and he never did. So I have to be careful. I have wrote a book. I do have the transcript. I just haven't published it. But that's huge. you write a very good book. Many people do it with biographies. You see all the politicians doing it. I literally just got done reading Dolly Parton's biography that she wrote in 94. It was one of the top 10 books I've ever read out of 400 books that I've read. But she gets a royalty for that. She gets a royalty, Dolly Parton does, for her music. She's actually an amazing human being. She has all of it. She has business income with Dollywood, and I digress. But this is the one I want to spend the rest of my time on, and that's rental income. And before I mention that, every source of income, I add an eighth one that is direct income, because how do you account for, where's pensions? I have a military pension. That's not anywhere in these, so it's a direct income. What about mineral rights? Yeah, you can say it's royalty, but, you know, what about windmills? That's an income. If you have a windmill on your ranch or a cell phone tower on your property, it kind of is rental income because you're renting. But what is direct income? And that is some of your retirement and pensions. It's something that you earned, but I don't have to do anything more for my military pension. But the one that I want to spend the rest of the time on is rental income, folks. What's the likelihood that you're going to start a business? What's the likelihood that you're going to have an extra $300,000 to have earned income? What's the likelihood that you're going to have enough stock for a dividend income or royalties for that amazing song you wrote or capital gains for buying $1 million of stock going to $2 million? Those are possible, but far stretches. Any one of us within 90 days of my talking to you can buy a rental home. Rental income. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457, especially if you want to learn more about rental income and owning an investment property. I am doing one and only one investment property class in November. So I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. It's totally free. I'm only letting 10 people in this class, and who knows if you will be one of them and be able to find a stream worth fishing, one of the seven streams of income, the most important, I believe, rental income. Don't go anywhere. The Jay Garvin Show and talks about the streams of income. We'll be right back.
Ooh, what's that flying around up there? Is it a bat?
No!
Is it a vampire?
No!
Is it a crystal? It's the mummy suit.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood. They terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found.
Well, thanks for sticking around. This is the final 9 minutes that you and I have together. My name is Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm your friend. 90% of the time I talk about mortgages and real estate. I shouldn't say 90%. I say 70%. And then the other, I just talk about income, budgeting, retirement, residual, assets, and so forth. And that's what today is. I'm talking about seven streams of income. Now, that's interesting because I think there's an eighth stream. The lists out there are multiple. These are all streams worth fishing, because when you understand income, you then can harness the power of it. Very, very, very few countries in the world, if any, have access to innovation and streams of income, access to businesses like United States. I mean, Hong Kong had it until they've now went back to Mother China and they're just crushing it. South Korea has it. Japan has it. Germany had it, but it's just socialistic now. England used to have it. But 90% the reality is of innovation comes. You know, Venezuela really used to have it with all of the oil and everything, and dictators have killed that. Brazil has had it. You know, all parts of the world. China had it, I mean, but not. I mean, with communism, they let capitalism live under their breath. But my point is that more innovation and more streams of income are available to you and I than anywhere else in the world. And just to review them fast, there's earned income, which is the job you have. There's business income, are also referred to as profit income. If you build up a business and it goes public like Jeff Bezos and Amazon, then poof, you've got an incredible business model that earns you money just like Walmart and the Sam Walton family. Interest income is simple. Lend a friend $10,000 and they give you 10% for doing that. There's obvious risks. Then you have dividend income, which is buying a stock like a blue chip, Procter & Gamble, Johnson Controls, Ford, Apple, and it earns a dividend. You just have to buy a lot of stock. You've got to buy $5 million worth of stock if you're going to have $50,000 a year to live on. But here's the magic. Rental income. You can, tomorrow, you can buy a $350,000 house. Let's just keep simple math. A $400,000 house, you can buy it. If you buy a $400,000 house for cash, you get $2,500 a month immediately in rent. That's called a capitalization rate. $2,500 for that times 12, you're going to earn $30,000 a year. Now, the stock market, you got to buy $5 million worth of stock. You just bought $400,000 house for cash, and you're already earning $30,000 a year gross. That's pretty magical. But you're thinking, Jay, I don't have $400,000. Well, even better, my friend, you, United States, you can finance your investment. So you don't have to have $400,000. You can just have $100,000. Put 25% down. You go ahead and get a $300,000 mortgage. Your renter pays the mortgage. It's like having your boss pay 100% of your 401k. They'll do a split, but they don't pay all of it. Your renter is paying all of your investment down to zero. If you're smart, you do it on a 15-year and put all the profit into it. But here's the kicker. When you put $100,000 into the stock market, which is a joke right now because it's not up 10%, it's off 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%. It's worth no more than it was 2 years ago when President Biden went into office. I mean, it's below $30,000. It was at least $31,000 when he took office, but I digress. Just assume you can make 10% on a $100,000 investment in the stock market. Your $100,000 becomes $110,000. This is the most important thing I'm going to say all day. You take that same $100,000 and put it in your house, I guarantee you that $400,000 house is going to be a $440,000 house by 2024. Now your $100,000 became $140,000 because you're making money off the asset, not your down payment. See, the house went up 10% from $400,000 to $440,000. Now your investment in it, $100,000, became $140,000. This is how my wife and I became millionaires. Not because I'm smart, because I understood one of the streams of income, and then I'm like a dog on a bone. I wasn't going to give up. I've told you here for 10 years, just buy a house, you'll create residual income. I had a plan to do this with six houses over 20 years, acquire the house for 5 years, pay them off for 15 years. I'm 10 years into the plan, and all six houses are paid off because I'm blessed, because I apply these principles, and I have Lord Jesus that loves me more than anything else in the world. And the secret to that is he loves you just as much if you'd reach out and take his hand. So I don't know if I can do a royalty income with a book. I hope that I can. I do a little bit of capital gains. I buy things and hope they get worth more and sell them. I did that with stock this last year. I have a little bit of dividend income, a little bit of interest income. We now in Churchill have business income. I, of course, have a job, but rental income is my most important one by far, and this is why. Rental income, these are not my words. This is from an article of income streams with the IRS says, rental income is the single most important income stream because it works residually and allows you now to free up your time. That's how I was able to do radio. I had more time. So now I have Garvin's Media Group, and I do something with you that I'm passionate about. It's going to be the same thing that gives me the liberty and the freedom to publish a book. I want to do that now, but my son just is so smart and so blessed he got into a great college that it's not about me. I have to use all that money to pay for his degree in an Ivy League that I think is worthy of happening because he's going to become a doctor, and he's going to help you heal your brother, sister, cousin, or adult child. Dave Ramsey says there's two great things to invest in. Invest in yourself and education, and then invest in real estate. Step number six, pay your house off early. But you don't make money on the house that you own that you live in. You make money on the house that you own that somebody else lives in. So call me right now at 719-330-1457 to learn more about rental income. Learn more about investment property ownership in an upcoming class. Because at the end of the day, none of it matters. It really doesn't. Like I say every week, go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the house, not the income, the relationships with your loved ones that you can create by having freedom. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I will talk with you again next week, right here on Caradio or whatever platform for podcasts you're on.
The proceeding is a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Stay alive.